25 years ago today, the very first Farm Aid concert was staged in Champaign, Illinois. It featured more than 40 acts and raised millions of dollars for the nation's struggling farmers. This year's concert will be held in Milwaukee. Sean Powers of member station WILL takes a look back at that first show and why it got started.
To get a sense of what the 1980s were like for small family farmers, talk to dairy farmers David and Anita Schrader of Coal Valley, Illinois. Anita says, like many small family farmers in the 80s, they were hit hard by a series of droughts coupled with interest rates that hovered around 20%.
We were so close to losing our farm. It was just a matter of weeks, and the bank was going to foreclose on us.
The Schraders didn't want to ask the public for help, so David's brother did it for them by placing a classified ad in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, asking for donations to help consolidate the family's high-interest loans.
There was a lot of guys that were going, you know, bankrupt and selling out.
And committing suicide. Oh, yeah. We had some in the community that committed suicide because they kept it all within themselves. Being exposed probably helped us survive. It made us stronger.
It was around this time that legendary singer Willie Nelson met up with his golfing buddy, then Illinois Governor Jim Thompson, at the Illinois State Fair. Nelson says stories of struggling farmers got him thinking about putting together a benefit concert to raise awareness about the plight of the American farmer.
We did it in Champaign, Illinois, right in the Farm Belt. Those people there were hurting. They needed to know that somebody out there was thinking about them.
Within a month after their meeting, about 80,000 screaming fans packed the University of Illinois' Memorial Stadium.
But tomorrow morning, a man from the bank's gonna come and take it all away.
Lisa Braddock was a University of Illinois student at the time and remembers the first concert.
I remember hearing Carole King.
When you're down in trouble,
I think she did, you know, when you're down in trouble and you need some loving care, you know? And I said, well, that's what everybody's here for, you know? They're trying to take care of these people in our community that need some help. So you've got a friend, you know?
Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there.
And you start to see the families in Indiana and the families in Illinois and Iowa, and you start to realize that this is happening right here. And, well, maybe we can help make a difference.
When Farm Aid was announced, organizers like Willie Nelson said the focus wasn't the millions of dollars they hoped to raise, but bringing attention to the plight of the American farmer.
Farm Aid, in 25 years, along with millions of people and hundreds of artists, thousands really, who showed up, donated their time for 25 years trying to get something done to help the small family farmer. This hasn't happened. You know, the good news is we've been around 25 years. The bad news, we've been around 25 years, you know.
The first concert raised more than $9 million. That money kept some farmers from going into foreclosure and funded a farmer crisis hotline. The Schraders received a few hundred dollars, as well as a loan from a bank. As for the rest of the nation's farmers, Farm Aid is still going strong, having raised nearly $40 million. Concert organizers are now getting ready for Farm Aid 25 to be held in Milwaukee on October 2nd. For NPR News, I'm Sean Powers in Urbana, Illinois.
Sniffer on a wooden cross, blackbird in the barn. 400 empty acres that used to be my farm. Grew up like my daddy did, my grandpa cleared his land. I was five, I walked a fence while grandpa held my...
This is NPR News.